In this podcast, Dr. Dick McCann, co-author of Team Management Systems, takes us on a tour of the TMS ebook series. This series was designed to bring together the main concepts that form the basis of the Team Management Systems body of knowledge.
The TMS ebook series is a collection of 7 ebooks covering the core concepts and products of team management systems. We designed it to bring together the main concepts that form the basis of the team management systems body of knowledge. They cover 30 years of work by Charles Majerison and myself, separately and together. We've tried to explain why individuals and teams have constant problems in achieving high performance. This series describes the many explanations and models that can be used as the basis for improvement in personal, team, and organizational effectiveness. The titles of the ebooks are High Energy Teams, Values in the Workplace, The Workplace Behavior Pyramid, Stumbling Blocks or Stepping Stones, Dealing with Risk at Work, Linking Leadership, Developing Teams, and Language of Teamwork. In the High Energy Teams ebook, I've written about my experiences of working with outstanding teams. Like many high-performing teams, these team members were committed to high-level outputs, but they also worked with so much energy and enthusiasm that it was almost infectious. A common element was that they'd found answers to 8 key strategic questions impacting their team. These questions then became the basis of the High Energy Teams model that poses the questions of, who are we? Where are we now? Where are we going? How will we get there? What's expected of us? What support do we need? How effective are we? And what recognition do we get? The ebook then suggests ways of finding answers to these questions. The Values in the Workplace ebook summarizes the results of more than 5 years spent developing a model of values in the workplace. This model, the Window on Work Values, helps people identify the drivers of their behavior at work and determine how well these personal values are aligned with those of their organization. The Window on Work Values can be used for the assessment of personal, team, and organizational values. It's particularly useful for developing shared team values and for formulating a team charter containing key ground rules for the actions and behavior of team members. The window measures behaviors and actions that are guiding principles in how people approach work and groups them into clusters of 8 value types, which are depicted as window panes, rather like those in the rose windows of many European cathedrals. Running east-west through the window is the axis that focuses on either the self or the group. Individualism and collectivism are the core value types defining these. Running north-south through the model is the axis defining the organizational environment that people value. On the north side are the values associated with organizational constraint, while on the south side are the values associated with organizational freedom. You can see the problems that might exist in a team when differing value sets clash. The Workplace Pyramid ebook explores the model I developed to address the strategic issue, who are we, as mentioned earlier. It combines the work I did with Charles Majerison on work preferences with my research on values and risk to give an integrated tool that helps us understand why people behave the way they do. The model is a conceptual framework to help anyone at work understand differences. For those planning an intervention to change workplace behavior, the model is a useful diagnostic framework, invaluable in deciding where to start. This ebook gives an overview of the 3 levels of preference, risk, and values. The ebook, Stumbling Blocks or Stepping Stones, Dealing with Risk at Work, looks at the concept of risk orientation and the key components that will help determine whether someone is likely to be risk-averse or risk-accepting. Knowledge of how people approach risk is important to managing them and maximizing their potential. Individuals' approach to risk can also have a major impact on team dynamics. Simply by understanding how different risk approaches play out in behavior at work can make individuals and team leaders far more effective. Some people put more energy into looking at the opportunities and little into considering the obstacles. For them, every idea they have is a winner. In the extreme, they exhibit Pollyannaism, after the character in Elizabeth Porter's eponymous book. It's associated with high levels of optimism, the sort of person who might convince you to give them $1 million to develop an idea they have. When it fails, they may well respond with, "Well, aren't you lucky you didn't give me $2 million, as they move on to the next idea. Those who look mainly for the obstacles rather than the opportunities may be risk-averse. They may well tell you why things won't work rather than why they will work. The extreme of this is Eeyore-ism, named after that lovable but negative donkey in A.A. Milne's classic books about Winnie the Pooh. What's needed in a team is a good balance between opportunities and obstacles, and knowing each team member's approach to these concepts tells you a lot about them, particularly whether they're likely to accept or reject change. The Linking Leadership ebook looks at leadership, with a particular emphasis on leading teams. Linking is a fundamental concept in TMS technology and is essential to the functioning of successful teams. In this ebook, I discuss a full-range leadership model known as the Linking Leader. The Linking Leader model describes three levels of linking: people linking, task linking, and leadership linking. When all three levels are successfully implemented, a linking leader is created. The ebook on developing teams takes a look at the variety of ways that TMS technology can be applied to team development. Here I try to take a practical approach and look at the applications of TMS that can have a powerful effect on developing teams. I look at how the strategic team development profile can be used as the basis of a team needs analysis, and then discuss ways the other TMS profiles can make a difference in a team. I discuss teamwork applications of the team management profile, the window and work values profile, and the QO2 profile. That's the one about opportunities and obstacles. I also indicate how the team performance profile can be used to audit teams. 30 years ago, Charles Majerison and I sat down to develop a teamwork language, and this is discussed in the ebook Language of Teamwork. We were both intrigued as to why some teams clicked and achieved great results, whereas others failed, even though they all started out with great promise. We thought that by researching teamwork, we might be able to develop a model that would give teams a recipe for success. Our early models, the wheel twins, the types of work wheel, and the team management wheel, are the subject of this ebook. The TMS ebook series is designed to be a solid introduction to the TMS body of knowledge. It's a great resource for learning about TMS technology. It's also useful for TMS network members as a way of promoting the TMS products and concepts. We started our research on teamwork 30 years ago, and we're still going strong. The concepts and content of these ebooks are not only still relevant, but stand tall among current trends of the HR industry. This series allows you to explore the many facets of the TMS suite and to apply them in developing improved performance in the workplace. It's a great introduction to the TMS concepts and profiles, and also covers the range of most popular applications.
You've been listening to a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website at tmsworldwide.com.